Today, of course, well, tomorrow is Mother's Day, and it's a day for us to remember our mothers, to pray for them, and to provide for them and the various things we do. If they're here in this world, we buy them flowers and candy and things like that. Or if they've gone before us, we pray for them. Mine has gone for over 30 years. And we pray not just for those who have given birth to us, but we pray for our grandmothers and godmothers and for adoptive mothers and foster mothers and indeed all who have given us a mother's care. A fellow bought a new Porsche and he was really thrilled with it. He was stopped at a traffic light and a fellow in a moped pulled up beside him at the light. And the fellow with the Porsche decided, I'm going to give him a thrill. So when the light turns green, the Porsche just zooms off. And he looks in the rearview mirror and sees the Porsche, the moped way back. Then a few seconds later, the moped's up right next to his car and then passes his car and goes off into a ditch. So the guy in the Porsche stops and says, are you okay? Just bruised. But he says, well, what kind of motor do you have in that? He says, it's not a motor. You caught my suspenders on the side mirror when you took off. The point is that nobody can snatch us out of God's hands like the fellow snatched the moped. In the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, again, we hear this throughout the Easter season. We see the gospel being proclaimed, and we see the growth of the church, and very clearly today. Paul and Barnabas are proclaiming the good news, and many hear and believe. And the next week, the whole town comes out. Apparently, Pisidian Antioch was not a really central kind of city. And basically, anything new was good. It was a great opportunity. So they all gathered on Sunday, the whole town, the next Sabbath day, rather. And many of the Jews were upset. And of course, we have to remember that just like in the Gospel according to John, when you hear it talking about the Jews, it's not talking about the whole Jewish people, but rather about those who oppose the gospel. And they don't like this. And so they start to deny what Paul and Barnabas are saying. They're upset and jealous. And then they decide to get rid of them. And Paul and Barnabas, because they see this opposition, they say, okay, it's on you. We are now going to proclaim the gospel to the Gentiles because you don't want to hear it. There's an order to things. Paul will always speak to the Jews first and then to the Gentiles. And the Gentiles are overjoyed to hear the gospel, to hear what it proclaims, and they come to believe. And when Paul and Barnabas are thrown out of the city, they shake the dust from their feet. And they go on to continue the proclamation of the gospel elsewhere. But those who are left, those who remain, who have heard the gospel and have believed in it, they grow in faith and in joy. The church has always been persecuted. There are always those who don't want to believe. There are always those who don't want to have any restrictions on their freedom. There are always those who don't want to see anything that anything is greater than themselves. And so they don't want to believe. But we continue to proclaim the good news. As Paul and Barnabas did, we are called to do that as well. In the second reading from the book of Revelation, this passage follows that where he sees 144,000 of the Jewish people, 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes. And that's not to be understood as a limit. Certainly, some of the Jehovah's Witnesses believe there's only going to be 144,000 to be saved. And considering that the church has been around for 2,000 years, that's not going to be a whole lot of people. And so we see this passage immediately after that, where we see a multitude that nobody can count. People from every race and tongue and nation. They have heard the gospel. They've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Not just those who have died for the faith, but also who have been witnesses, who have been martyrs, which means witness, to the truth of the gospel. With people who have lived the gospel message, who have listened, and who believe. These are the ones that are shepherded by the Lamb of God, who will grant them justice and peace and truth. And in the gospel, the shepherd himself speaks, "I give them eternal life. No one can snatch them out of my hand." And if we hold fast to him, if we live a life of faith and love in action, and if we live if we proclaim the gospel in spite of opposition and persecution, we will stand firm. We'll be fed by the bread of life, strengthened by the grace of the sacraments, and we will be able to lead others by our words and by our actions to follow Jesus the Shepherd into the fullness of eternal life.